If you tied something on the back of a, well, you tied something on the back of a tractor. So you
drag it.
Yesterday we.
You drag it.
Okay. And something you use to, you pull by a mule or a plow, or a, that's the word I want to use, a mule or a tractor, to break up one end.
No, you just plow.
Any different kinds of plow.
Well, the kind of a rake type of plow, just kind of, you know, just rakes over the ground on the top, kind of stirs it up a little bit, and you've got the disc plow to the...
Do you have a special name for that kind of a rake?
No, not that I know of.
How about something you use after you plow to break up the quads into smaller pieces?
Isn't that disking?
Disking is one process, but there's something else that's related to it. It's like a rake. Either a harrow or a harrow.
Harrow, yeah.
Are there any different kinds of harrows that you're familiar with?
No, I don't know too much about them.
Okay.
I know some of them. Now, this is something you are talking about, expressions, and this is one of the things that I was thinking about even before we even started this conversation, was a gee-whiz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't have any idea what one of those things are,
mm-hmm.
but this farmer friend that we have, he is always referring to the gee-whiz or something like that. Now,
that's a string tooth arrow.
I thought it was something like that. Now he calls it a gee whiz.
Yeah, well that's
and the older people around here would call it that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, you know, a particular kind of arrow. Mm-hmm.
And he still plows with a mule.
Mm-hmm.
He's got quite a bit of length.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Well, that's interesting. He lived right here in Bay.
Yeah.
So that word has.
Now if he had a tractor, he'd call it a harrow.
Mm-hmm.
But using it with a mule, he calls it a gee whiz.
I see. The part of on a car that the two wheels are attached to is the
axle.
Yeah. Now, if you're sawing wood and you have two of these things, one shaped like an A, there's one kind shaped like an A that carpenters use, and another one is shaped like this.
Sawhorse.
Which is which?
Well, the sawhorse is the one that the carpenters use.
All right. What about the one that's shaped? Have you ever seen one of these? They saw a long time.
Yeah.
What would that be called?
I don't know, I'm probably calling the same thing.
Call it bone saw, or do you ever use the term sawbuck?
No.
Alright, something, you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a...
brush.
Alright. And when you do that, you say, I'm going to wet my hair.
Brush my hair, comb my hair.
Okay. And something you use to sharpen a razor.
Yes, sharp.
Alright. And, something you fire in a, you might say a shell, or you might say a...
cartridge.
Yeah. And this is something that shot one child sits in either end and goes up and down.
A seesaw.
All right. Have you ever seen a limber plank that's suspended on either end that kids jump up and down on? Just a one?
No.
How about a homemade merry-go-round? A peg driven in the ground with a board on it. Probably had pretty well-developed playground equipment by the time you...
Yeah.
If kids are on a seesaw going up and down, you say they're doing what?
Seesawing, playing on the seesaw.
Okay, and something that hangs down from a tree, has two ropes, they sit on and
swing.
Alright. And if you have a cold stove, and you had a small container next to the stove that you put the coal in, maybe the
coal bucket.
Alright. And and thing that goes up from the stove and goes out to
the stove pipe.
Alright. And this has two handles and one wheel. That you use as a construction one.
Wheelbarrow.
Alright. And something used for sharpening a knife you're holding in your hand.
Whetstone, all stone.